As the number one selling walk-in tub in North America, SafeStep walk-in tubs are built to maximize your safety and comfort. Each tub comes standard with a dual hydrotherapy system, so you can enjoy the luxuries of bathing comfortably at home. Soothing jets increase mobility and ease pain, while the rainfall shower head refreshes you from head to toe. Visit SafeStepTub.com today to request your free quote and ask about our special offers.
The good liars.
This is boring.
Boring.
I will die standing in my boots.
Herschel, I got you some condoms.
What made everyone so weird and sad that they had to come out here?
Oh, Mr. President, welcome to the show.
We are the good liars, and we are going to tell the truth. Trust us.
Welcome to the Good Liars Tell the Truth. I am Jason Selvig.
And I'm DeVrom Stiefler, and we are the Good Liars.
And we may be the Good Liars, but on this show, we are going to tell you the truth. And the truth is, DeVrom, this past weekend, went to the most dangerous place in the United States of America, according to President of the United States, former reality show host Donald Trump, Washington, D.C., and he lived to tell the tale. DeVrom, I'm excited to hear about your experience there in the war zone that is parts of D.C.
And so you're saying I live to tell the tale. Yeah, technically speaking, but I would say part of me died out there.
Okay.
A very harrowing experience.
I'm glad you're still with us. I know you can't go to D.C. without being changed a little bit. Can't go anywhere without being changed a little bit. I mean, if you're a human, that's just how things work.
Right.
Get affected
right.
by the things
that's
that
true. That's true.
You experience. But before we dive into that, we want to remind you, you can support us on Substack. We have a paid tier there. The link is in the description. We're going to be posting some new videos and some new exclusive content there on Substack. We're the only people who are leaning left
on Substack,
which is very, very exciting.
I thought we were just the only people on Substack at all, but there are some other people in there.
Okay. There are a few other people. You must not be just subbing to those people.
Got it.
It almost sounds like you're like submissive to those people. I'm subbing.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Like there's the dominant and submissive.
Right, there's a dominant and submissive thing going on.
I'm not on Substack.
Everyone read 50 Shades of Grey, so they all know.
Domstack is where you got to go.
Yeah.
Okay, so DeVrom, what's going on in DC? You want to just give everybody just like a
Can I give a quick rundown here? So Donald Trump says it's dangerous, says it's a war zone. We've heard it was because this guy who goes by Big Balls, right?
Fuck yeah. Love
and,
Big
and
Balls.
An Elon Musk helper, I guess, was beaten up in DC. And so that spurred this whole thing. And, you know, we can touch on this again later because it's kind of the undertone of the whole thing, I feel like. But, you know, this made this publicity stunt possible, it feels like. But on August 11th, 2025, only a few days ago, Section 740 of the DC Home Rule Act, a rarely used emergency provision, allowed Donald Trump to start doing all this stuff. Despite the official data showing violent crimes at a 30-year low. So he's got 8 members of the D.C. National Guard. I've seen reports that hundreds are headed in from neighboring states as well. So everyone's in on the effort, which is nice.
It was 800, and now it's going to be more and more in the coming days.
I think I saw probably a total of, 500-600 more from neighboring states when I was just kind of doing a little bit of my research before going into the war zone.
You know, you're big on the research. Yes.
There's the research that you love, that all our viewers and listeners love as well. FBI, DEA, ATF, ICE, and DHS were reassigned to patrol DC. So people have heard about these ICE stops in various neighborhoods. That's what's going on there. I think there was something that was being told to people prior to this was that they wouldn't be allowed to carry weapons, the National Guard, but that is changing. They are soon going to be authorized to carry weapons.
Great.
It's an unprecedented takeover of Washington, D.C. with a lot of legal and political backlash, but it's happening and it happened very quickly. So that's kind of where we are now.
So let's give a little BTS to this, DeVrom. I was going to come down there and I was going to meet you there. And we were going to do this together, But then I was kind of listening to some of the things Donald Trump was saying about DC, saying it was a war zone, saying how scary it was.
Yeah.
And I was planning to go there, like go eat at some restaurants, go out, maybe like have a couple of drinks at a couple bars. But then after Donald Trump said this, I was like, I can't go. This place sounds so scary. I got really scared. So I decided I just can't do it. I just can't
Your
do it.
But fear you caused were like, you to cancel on me the morning of.
Yes.
And, you know, it sounded like you had some back pain, which I think, you know, is a thing that I can never disregard. I can't say, oh, tough it out, because I've been through it so much. So that's kind of your secret.
It's
weapon,
gone up my back. So the real story is I hurt my lower back that morning. And then today the pain has gone from there. It felt better for a little bit. And now it's like here. It's like gone up my back. All right. You're somebody that has a lot of back pain. Is that
normal? Well,
does that normally happen?
I think that's normal. Sometimes I'll have some back pain start somewhere in my back, and then I'll end up with horrible neck pain, and then eventually it'll work itself out. And then I'll reach for a coffee cup some morning and I'll feel a back spasm, and it'll start all over again. And that's the story of the back pain.
Long story short, I wasn't there. You were there. Can you just kind of walk me and the listeners through what you saw in DC? I know you talked to some people there too.
I'm going to start with just a little quick intro from the actual scene from there. It's hot as hell here in Washington, D.C. I have sweat dripping down my body, gathering around one of my nipples, I think.
I've been living in this since 1988. Riding my bike since I was a kid, literally. Nothing happens around here. How are you going to have these soldiers? They're tourists around here. Who's around? Who are they protecting?
I love that the intro is your nipple sweat, which has made an appearance at several different events that we've been
I would through. Say one notably, talking with Don Jr., looking at the footage afterwards, you know, you always wonder, how did something go? And there's just
like,
a perfect
how can
circle.
I edit this out? Because it was like right there in it. And it looked like...
Yeah.
It looked like somebody had like taken a Coke can and put it on your like a wet Coke can and put it on your nipple.
The problem
it was just
is
perfectly
at some point I made the decision to go with a nice light gray shirt. Couldn't really have picked a worse color for sweat to show.
Yeah.
And then also when it's these really hot days, like we're describing a day that was in Wisconsin.
Wisconsin, the hottest day on record.
Hottest day on August 23rd or something ever on record. And this day in D.C., 92 or something, and incredibly humid. So in my defense, it is really hot. And then I do hot yoga to try and help my back on top of it.
I had a feeling you were talking about hot yoga.
My body knows. Circle of sweat on my shirt for the rest of the video.
Yeah, you're like, I gotta get ahead of this.
But getting into what that guy was talking about, he said, you know, he's a D.C. local. And he was looking near the Lincoln Memorial, which is where we were, and there were National Guard troops, and it made no sense to him, you know, spending money, taking the time to guard a place like this, where there's no crime. And we can talk a little more about that later, but basically I talked to people and heard some of this stuff over and over. I got also like the National Guard themselves. It's not like they were having an awesome time. Like they felt like I felt like it was way too hot to be out.
You notice their nipple sweat as well? Did you notice?
Yeah. I mean, they have camouflage. It's like military camouflage.
Oh, you can't even see the nipple sweat. Okay.
Well, so I used to think the camouflage was for them to not be seen, but it's for the nipple sweat to not be seen on them.
Oh, interesting. Interesting. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Let's talk with the same guy for a second again here.
Worry about how much all the money that the government's spending. This is a complete waste of money. You know what I mean? And it only serves, you know, Donald Trump.
How much money do you think they're wasting right now?
I have no idea.
I think that was a theme that kind of came up with everyone I talked to. And it's not that I talked to that many people. It was, there were not that many people out there. But this was a big waste of money. And I don't know if you've been keeping up with the news, but this must be an enormous, enormous expense to our country.
Yeah. And I think it was yesterday in the Oval Office, Donald Trump was speaking with President Zelensky and was asked a question by our friend Brian Glenn, who
That's
asked
right.
several questions.
You said he was a star. He was a star
he
of
was
the show.
Star. He was the star of the show.
A couple clips.
Good friend Brian Glenn, who we talked to at every Trump rally, He asked a question, not about this huge, you know, peace deal they're trying to negotiate right now, but about crime in DC. Or no, I'm sorry. Somebody, Donald Trump just brought it up out of nowhere.
Of course.
Right. Glenn asked about like voting.
All the sense in the world.
But he was saying like now people are saying they can go out to eat. They couldn't go out to eat before. But like the statistics are like that the people are going out to eat less. Now.
Less. Yeah. It's actually keeping people away.
Yeah.
And, you know, I was on the National Mall, so no one's going out to eat there at all.
There's food trucks.
There's food trucks. You got it. But the main reason what you're talking about are all these pockets of police and specifically these ICE checkpoints. There have been many stories of people's delivery men being stopped and taken by ICE.
Saw that just the other night. Some guy, one of the agents, federal agents, ordered a sandwich. A guy just tries to deliver the sandwich to him.
Mm-hmm.
And they tackle him right after that. I think he ordered it from Subway.
Right.
And he just was, you know, basically just giving him the sandwich. And then they just tackled him after that.
So, I actually hadn't heard the beginning of that story, but it makes so much more sense. He delivered it right to the guy.
It was Postmates, Seamless, Grubhub. He was just like, you know.
Right.
Just
he worked for DOJ, which apparently is one of those food delivery services.
Yes.
Anyway, you're talking about the Subway guy who's actually become kind of a... There were some things I posted this video on YouTube so people could kind of see the experience. That was something I left out that was actually kind of interesting. One of these people I talked to was like inspired by the Subway thing and said that it was, you know, the Subway sandwich was becoming a symbol of the resistance, which I think Subway has more locations than anywhere, any fast food in North America. Basically,
that is
true. Are they a good guy? I don't know.
I don't know. They've got a history of Jared from Subway. What happened with that guy?
I don't know.
Well, you just go to Subway and you order a sandwich with the works, and then you just say, can I get some ice on that too? And then they'll just put a bucket of ice. And I'm not saying to throw that at anybody. It actually just makes it taste better. I don't know why. Everything's like gross and wet anyway. Just put some ice on there and it.
Right. I was going to say, because water is actually good and good for you. And, you know, you don't get distracted by the rest of the sandwich. So that's actually a genius, genius idea. But we're talking about the lack of actual crime here. I'll play this little clip as well.
He's the reason the National Guard are in D.C. right now.
100%. It's all a scam. It's a made up crisis. There's no crime here. The crime is you might pair Chardonnay with a red piece of meat. That's the crime. They're in Georgetown. I mean, give me a break.
Yeah. Ugh. Sorry, I got a little sick thinking about that.
Right.
So
that's the crime. That's the crime.
That's the real crime.
Because there's crime in D.C. And I feel like everybody knows this, but there's crime in D.C. But it's not there. It's not Georgetown. It's not like all the places that, you know, we usually end up going, which is like near where the action is, near where the insurrections are and the riots and the Alex Jones speeches.
Those things are always near where Donald Trump is, it turns out.
Yes.
Seems to be near where the crime is happening. This guy, the same person went on to talk about, you know, yes, there's some crime in D.C., but it's isolated to certain neighborhoods. And also it's violent crime is at a 30-year low. He pointed that out, which was corroborated by my deep research.
Yeah.
And then another thing that everyone I talked to, I'm going to play this little clip here. And we can discuss it afterwards.
We're still come here.
Okay. Do you think that all the militarization could scare away tourists a little bit?
Take a look around you.
So I have to say it was incredibly dead. It was a hot day, but it was incredibly dead there. I took some videos of some of the areas with no tourists, which was pretty much everywhere. So I actually do think it is keeping some people away on like a nice hot Sunday over the summer. Everyone I talked to was who was a local was pointing out how no one was out. So to your point, if you had wanted to come here and enjoy the tourist attractions, which is part of what we probably would have done, right? You couldn't even do that. You were too scared. You were too scared, and you wouldn't have shown up. And you didn't. You didn't.
I didn't show up.
You didn't have the stones.
I didn't have the stones. I was too afraid.
Yeah. The other thing we talked about is Donald Trump, you know, conspicuously said he did not have the right to call in the National Guard, right, on January 6th.
I remember that.
Said that 4.5 years ago.
Time flies.
Play this clip here.
Here in Washington, D.C., where just over 4.5 years ago, on January 6th, Donald Trump said he definitely did not have the authority to call in the National Guard. Now, I guess things have changed because there's just so much National Guard here. So I'm wondering if he might have been lying about that. Oh, well.
Oh, well.
So you really said yourself, I had recorded talking to people and you were like, I should double check that Donald Trump didn't actually have the authority to do that. And why were you wondering that?
Because this is what happens when you go to Trump rallies for as long as we have, and you talk to so many people, part of your brain gets just like put in a soup. Like the things you read in newspapers and the things you know to be true get mixed in with every single Trump supporter being like, Nancy Pelosi was the only person who could do that. Donald Trump couldn't do that. When Donald Trump indeed did have the authority to talk to the Department of Defense. But
I bring that up because of the point you just made. Your head gets put in a blender. You sympathize a little bit with people like this who are showing up to these rallies and are being just,
I don't know if I'm sympathizing, just getting beating me over the head with what's happening.
You have to say you at least empathize with it because you experience what they experience. You are constantly pushing back on that in your life, and what you do in your day to day is to push back on those sorts of things. That's not what they're doing. They're looking for those things to be confirmed by Donald Trump and all their buddies. So you can imagine how easy it would be to believe that stuff. But we're watching the president, the same guy who said he couldn't, who was the acting president before, do it now. And we still have to be like, we should double check that.
You should double check. It's always good to do that. It's always good to do that when you.
Of course.
So let me ask you this, Devon. You're there in D.C. Did you ever feel unsafe there?
Did I ever feel unsafe? Sometimes. So it's such a big area of the mall, and you think, oh, I'm going to go here and I'm going to go there. It's going to be no big deal. Well, I couldn't get anywhere. I had this person who had offered to film for an hour turned into four, and we barely did anything. We rented those Veo bikes.
Love those. So much fun.
Love those.
In the military.
But you end up taking some chances on those bikes you shouldn't be taking. You know what I mean?
What does that mean?
Well, it means, there's a crosswalk and the light's changing and you can't go on the curb. So you have to go where the people are walking a little bit. So there were a couple, I would say, I cut things a little bit close on those.
So you were the crime. You were the crime in D.C.
I was terrorizing D.C. a little bit.
National Guard.
A little bit of danger.
Beat the hell out of him.
Beat him up. I remember when I interrupted that Trump rally. I'll say this last thing years ago. And a guy kind of grabbed me and I don't know, almost kind of like threw a little punch, an elbow kind of. And Donald
shoved
Trump
you. He was like pushing
himself,
you.
So that I need people like that working
That's
for me.
That's the kind of guy I want working for me. And, he was right on him. So moment of truth, DeBrum. Right,
yeah.
Yes or no? This is an easy moment of truth. National Guard deployed in D.C. Not in the areas where actual crime is happening. Good thing or bad thing? I guess that's not yes or no. Just good thing or bad thing?
It's a bad thing. And I don't want to get too serious, but sometimes you have to get a little bit serious when you think about this stuff, because this is such serious stuff. People are actually getting detained and deported, and they're not criminals. Even criminals deserve due process, but they're just people. Sometimes we've been here for years who are delivering food to people who are literally getting a Subway sandwich directly to your chest. Like, what more do you want? and are actually being detained and deported. So it's a bad thing. It's a bad thing. That's an easy one for me.
All right. Well, thank you, DeVrom, for that investigative reporting. Going into the places where, I'll be honest, I was too scared to go.
Someone commented on YouTube and said, soft, going to the neighborhoods. It's like, I didn't have enough time.
Yeah, you are. Yeah, that is soft. Yeah. I would have done that if I was there.
Didn't have enough time. Yeah.
All right. Well, thank you for joining us on The Good Liars Tell the Truth. Reminder, you can support us on Substack, or you can subscribe for free. You do whatever you want to do. This is your life. It's now or never. I'm not going to live forever. For all of us here at The Good Liars, we'll see you next time. Thanks for listening.
Bye-bye.
Running out of closet space? Don't stop shopping. Start selling with The RealReal. Whether it's the jewelry your ex bought you before they became your ex, or that quiet luxury bag you bought before remembering you're actually a maximalist, give it a second chance with someone else. Sell it with The RealReal and make room in your closet for something else that feels more like you. The best part of selling with The RealReal? They handle everything from photography and copywriting to pricing and shipping, because your to-do list is already long enough. With a community of over 40 million members ready to shop what's in your closet, your items sell fast, so you can leave the past in the past. Because resale on The RealReal is for second chances. Plus, October is National Consignment Month, so new consigners earn $100 extra for a limited time. Go to TheRealReal.com to start selling and get $100 extra to keep shopping. That's TheRealReal.com for your extra $100. TheRealReal.com. Terms apply.